We're about halfway through the program, so.
Oh, good. Look at my
You're
notes.
Doing wonderful, sister.
I have a praise first. My daughter got a job yesterday.
Hallelujah. So, working girl. She can take us to lunch.
Yeah. Next step is to get her own place. So
there we go.
Praying for favor for that. We need to pray for Darlene Taylor, who fell last week and broke her hip. She had surgery, and she was moved to a skilled nursing facility for rehabilitation yesterday.
And if y'all will, continue your prayers for my family as we go to court at 9 o'clock in the morning for the termination of guardianship so Angel can go home with his mama. That's in the morning at 9 o'clock.
Okay. All right. Father God, we just come to you right now, and we just ask you to be with Darlene Taylor as she is in rehab this week for her hip. And we ask you, Father God, for a speedy recovery. We ask that the skilled facility will be able to rehab her and get her up and going, and she can be running laps soon, Lord. We ask you for Monica, for her family. We praise you for Angel and his family. We praise you for his mom getting it together. And I don't like the word termination. I choose to say that it's going to be a transition. We're going to have a supernatural transition. And the transition is going to go from grandma to mom. And grandma's going to be able to be grandma. And mom's going to be able to be mom. And this family's going to be a family that it needs to be. And this stepdad's going to step up, and he's going to be the man of God that this child needs in his life. And he's going to lead this family. And he's going to build an army for you, Father God. We thank you for this, and we ask you for favor tomorrow. We ask you for peace, calm, and everything to just work out for your good, Lord. We thank you for Tina's daughter getting a job, Father. We pray for the next step to be a house, and you've got the right one waiting for her. And we thank you for this awesome, wonderful day. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635. And Joshua's Crossing Ministries, located right here in Elk City at the Promise Center.
Prophetic Voice Ministries is located at 616 North Locust Avenue in Elk City. Apostle Casey Elliott. The Refuge Church is now located at New Liberty Church at 18304 East 1140 Road with Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey.
Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. There are times in life when it seems like you're swimming across a big lake. One stroke after another and the end is nowhere in sight. The body gets tired and the mind drifts into the what ifs. What to do, where to go, and how's it ever going to get done? The key is in the focus. Don't focus on the lake, focus on the stroke. If that is all you have, it's all you need.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction Realty, 580-225-0269.
You know you need to get your oil changed, but you keep putting it off because your day is already too busy, and you don't want another interruption. We want to do something about that. Barber Dyson Ford will come get your vehicle, service it, and bring it back to you. At work, at home, anywhere. You don't even have to think about it. Just keep doing what you're doing, and we'll take care of the rest. No interruptions. Barber Dyson Ford, Elk City, only at BarberDysonFord.net. Let us make your life a little bit easier.
We are back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. Our guest for today is our beautiful sister in Christ, Nancy Elwood. Her title for this morning is Renovation, The Mess in the Middle. Come on, sister.
Okay. So where I left off, we were laying foundation, and we got to build back the foundation. Okay, so we've gutted it out. We've gotten rid of all the mess and what's going on. Now, when you look around in the renovation that I'm doing right now, you go in there and you go, this thing is a freaking total disaster. You've got paint over here. You got swatches over there. You've got screw guns and blinds, and it's chaos, man. It is chaos. And God's over here going, yeah, I got to get back in my toolbox. Mm-hmm. He's going, I got what you need. Everybody needs a little Jesus.
Come on.
A friend gave me this a long time ago, and I keep Jesus close, man. I let this thing go nowhere. And he's going, I got what you need. See this little tool? See that little wrench? I got what you need right here. I got it. Let's see if I get Jesus. He ain't going to hold it, but he's like, I got what you need. There it is. Just come and take it. Just come and take it. And I'm going, oh, man, I done messed up. I got too much junk in the last 3 years, you know. I've been drinking. I've been cussing. I've been doing this. I've been doing that. And the Nancy that everybody knew previous to 2018, she don't do that. That ain't her. And I'm going, you look what you did to your witness in 3 years. Look what you did. And God goes, but look what I'm going to do, because you can be more compassionate now. Mm-hmm. Because I can feel for you if you come to me and say, which she hasn't, but and say, man, I'm drinking, I'm smoking dope, I'm doing this, I'm cussing, I'm sitting at the bar. And I go, yeah, you know. But before, when I hadn't drank for 30 years, I'm like, well, just pull it together, Monica. What the heck's wrong with you? Go get in your Bible. You put your praise and worship on. That don't work all the time. And Satan's over here pounding the heck out of you, and you're already down on the ground on your face. And Jesus is just over here saying, I got what you need. Just come on. I'm a gentleman. I'm not going to, you know, he sends Monica. Hey, you want to come and do the Hour of Power with me? Come and just hang out and do, you know, whatever. And yeah, okay, well, all right.
You're doing great, by the way.
And then he's like, he sends a stranger that I hadn't met, knew her for very little, and she comes to me, and it was definitely a word from God, and she says, the Lord says that you can't hear the Holy Spirit through the alcohol. And I'm like, what? She didn't even know me. What? That's what he said. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, yeah, you're right. Oh my gosh. It's like a word. You got it. So now you're going, okay, I got to reach out to somebody. So I, in the midst of the mess, or the towards the middle end of the mess, I finally reached out to a godly person that I trust, and I said, look, this is what's going on. I'm in a mess. Well, she started praying. Well, then, you know, the next one starts praying, and the next one starts praying, and then, well, Satan doesn't have quite the magnetic pull, and so the stuff starts coming off when people start praying and helping you, and your backpack starts getting empty, and you're standing there going, oh, wow, that's a little lighter. And so the kids that weren't talking to you, well, now they're talking to you, and they're like, oh, we get it. Hey, Mom, I really appreciate blah, blah, blah when we were kids. And I'm going, what? You know, 2 years ago, I was the worst mom that could have raised you. But, you know, I mean, but my prayer changed also. Like, I finally decided that I needed to change my prayers. And I began to speak positive words over Robert. And I began to make thankful lists. What am I thankful for? I'm thankful for this. And 3 to 5 things each day for 5 days was, and it's hard to do. Mm-hmm. Try 5 days. Do 10 things you're thankful for. And 3 to 5 of those, you need to be thankful for your spouse. I'm thankful that he's a good provider. I'm thankful that he, and he wasn't, but he prays for me now. He prays for me. I'm thankful that he can paint. I got down to where I was like, I'm thankful he can cut grass. I mean, you know, and I'm like, and I'm really not wanting to do it. You know, I'm really not, and there was a point where, and I don't know, Lord, I hope somebody's getting it. There's a lady out there that is, she's going through what I'm fixing to say, and she thinks there's no hope, and she's been married X amount of years, and she's like, what am I going to do? I loved my husband, but I was not in love with my husband like I was because of the hurt and the words that were spoken that weren't let go. And you had to get to a point in the laying of the new foundation and the rebuilding where you got to let all that go, and you have to forgive that, and you have to move forward and not go back to what was said and not go back to what happened in the past. So,
you know, Miss Nancy, I want to add to that real quick. For me, I forgive, and then it's like I'm okay for a little bit. It's all good. Joy, peace, all that is good. Mm-hmm. And then it starts whispering again. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, I have to address it and be like, no, I'm not picking that back up.
Right.
I'm not carrying that again.
He wants
I
to
forgave
put,
that.
Put that in your backpack.
And I'm not picking it back up. Mm-hmm. So, and that's something too, you know, we forgive and then we keep forgiving.
Right.
Until it's no longer an issue within me.
Right.
I've had to forgive. Mm-hmm. And it's continual. So, yes, sir. On the daily. I'm like, Lord, I feel this again and I don't like it. Mm-hmm. I'm angry. And I don't want to be that angry, rageful person.
Right.
I don't want to be that. I don't want this. It is not mine. I gave it to you.
Mm-hmm. And Satan keeps trying to throw it back on all of
us. Yes.
So like I said before, if you're watching live, if you're watching on the replay, and you are in the middle of a restoration, renovation, post, just say whatever. We want to pray for you.
I'm in it.
If you're going through demo, I'm in demo mode. I'm in restoration mode. I'm in foundation mode. I'm in beautification mode and I'm out of it. We can praise the Lord for that for you. But Matthew 7:24 says, and I think Tina, you've got it.
Yes. 7:24, yes. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. Mm.
Okay, so that tells me that that foundation has to be solid. And the scripture goes on to say that the foolish man built his house on the sand, and the waves came crashing in, and what happened? Mm. He lost his house, man. So if you use that in your flesh, man, you're going to lose it all, man, if you don't have your foundation in Jesus. If I hadn't have been, go back to the opening statement, I knew you in your mother's womb. Yes. If he hadn't have marked me from the beginning, I would have just stayed out there and said, well, heck with all that, and went on about my business and kept my stuff in my backpack and gone on. But I pray to Jesus that this testimony helps someone. I don't want couples to go through. I am not a therapist. I am not a counselor. We can get those for you. We can get sources for you. Yes. If you want to contact the Promise Center, we can get you in touch with people who can help you. Yes. In your with your trauma, with your marriage, addictions. To rebuild. Yes, with addiction. Yes. We just give us a call. Give Les a call. Yeah. Monica.
And if you can call or text 580-485-0837, and we will text your name. And we will get you some resources,
right,
that can help you. Or you can email us and let us know you need help at hourofpower32@gmail.com.
Right. And, you know, it can be quiet. Nobody has to know. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of times it's embarrassing. Yes.
And we won't mention you on air. We will not do. We won't throw you under the bus like that. We will genuinely seek resources that can help you get where God wants you.
And that's what it's about. I mean, you know, just like with what Robert went through, he had to go through anger management and work through his workbook. And he'd put that workbook up, and I'd be like, well, have you done this, this, or this? Well, it didn't matter. It has to be up to the person. The person who is the one who's working through the anger management, the one who's working through the addiction, the one that's working through the alcohol rehab. It's up to them to make the first step to fix it, just like it was up to me to get help for the trauma. I thought I was okay. I had no idea that this was what was causing lots of chaos. I mean, through therapy and going through things, she's like, no, this is why you do the things you do. Mm-hmm. And I am, like, highly ADHD. Like, I'm rabbit hole, jumping trails, you know. It's amazing I've stayed on task. Holy Spirit, you know, that's the only way. But, you know, you've got to learn. We, all of us, you know, we need to pray. We need to do praise and worship. We need to get into the Word. I'm preaching to myself. I get my word through, I can listen to 8 hours of nothing but preaching. I love Ron Carpenter. You get on and listen to him. Mm. He's him and his wife, real raw and relevant. They do a YouTube podcast, and I listen to all of his stuff. I can get, now, Joyce Meyer, I like her, but, you know, I learn, and then the Lord will say something through their messages to me. Mm-hmm. For me to get in the Word, and I know there's other people that to get in the Word and just read and read and read and read, it's like sometimes I can do it, sometimes I can't, you know. We good?
Yes.
So I'm like, all right, let's just do your prayer, listen to your online preaching. You know, I mean, you got to learn to share. As far as the marriage thing, you know, I mean, talking to several, even in just relationship-wise, you got to learn to communicate. If you don't communicate, even in everyday life with just people, you got to communicate. You got to talk. You got to, you know, godly counsel. Seek godly counsel. You know, that's, am I over time?
Yeah,
am I good? We need to do, you know, we need to do these things to rebuild. And once you get the foundation laid and you get the walls built back and the paint's on and you got your cup of coffee and you're heading out to the porch and you're going to sit on the porch and enjoy that restoration, that, you know, that peace that comes with that. Now, that being said,
<Don't
lie>. Well, you got your coffee. Every girl needs her coffee. And you're sitting on the porch with it, and you're enjoying that restorative rest. Mm-hmm. Be ready, because the enemy is like a roaring lion, seeking whom he might devour. So we already know we got a target on our back, because we were called from where? He knew us where? In the womb. So until the day we take our last breath, we will have that target. And we are called until we take our last breath to share the good news with others. And you know, if you don't know who the guy is with the tools to help you, we can do that. I mean, all you got to do is ask wherever you're at. I can ask right here, driving in your car. Jesus is coming back soon. I mean, and you know the world is in a toilet cycle going down. And all you got to do is ask for forgiveness. He's faithful and just to forgive you right where you are. You don't have to know all of this. You don't have to. He doesn't want you to know it before he just wants you to just come to him. Just come and get the tools.
Amen.
This is just a tool that goes in the toolbox. The real deal happens here, between him and I. A relationship, not a religion.
Keyword, relationship.
A relationship. And if church has hurt you, if man has hurt you, I'm sorry for that. I am so sorry if church, preacher, clergy has hurt you. But God didn't mean it to be that way. He meant for you and I and he and I to have a relationship with him and walk hand in hand like Monica and I are walking down the street talking. He wants us to have that kind of relationship where we can say, dang it, Lord, I just screwed up again, man.
Yeah.
You know, I can't quit because I live in this shell. And I'm going to hurt you. Not purposely, but, you know, I'm going to do things that's going to hurt people. I'm going to hurt my spouse. And 40 years. This was our 40th year. And so I told him year before, I said, man, I'm going to tell you something. You know, the children of Israel went 40 years around the mountain. I said, this is my year of Jubilee. I said, this is 40 years of marriage. I'm going to the promised land, and I'd like for you to go with me, but with or without you, I ain't going around this mountain again. So it's like God turned on light and his heart just changed. And you know, to have a man go from, oh my gosh, go from, thank you, Jesus, go from 2 years ago, 3 years ago in 2018, yelling to where his words could hurt me worse than a punch, to coming in the bedroom and praying for me before he leaves for work. That's a God thing. Only Amen. God can do that. Amen. Only God can do that. But you have to be open and willing. And I'm talking to the men too. Not just the women. I'm talking to the men. You got to be open to what God wants for you to be the man and the head of the house. To lead. We don't all want to be chatty. I'm going to tell you how it is, Kathy. We want you to godly lead us. Lead us under the head of the household. Get under his umbrella, as Les would say. Get under God's umbrella, you know. And I don't know. I feel like if y'all are in that restorative rest, praise the Lord. But if you're in the middle of the mess, it's only messy for a little bit. And then comes the beautification part. And that's where I'm at now. And it's like, you know, in my relationship with Robert and with the Lord. And it's a struggle daily. You know, when you got that target on you, it's a daily struggle. It's like just because you're a Christian and you come to Jesus and the people outside are looking at you going, but you're a Christian. Yeah, I am. And that's why I need Jesus. Because I am a Christian. And I have to walk that walk just like you do every day. But I don't know what people do without him. I don't. Because, you know, even though I was out there on walking the plank by myself, and he's over here with the tools, I knew all I had to do was go get the tool. Just go get it. But you know, you don't want to abuse that grace either. So, you got anything to add to that? Anything?
Girl, Lord's been speaking to me the whole time.
Well, come on with it. Come on with it. You've been over there biting your tongue. Bring it on. Come on, we're all in this bus together.
Will you step out that door and get me a little stick?
She needs a stick. Oh, Lord. Lord Jesus, help us all. You like my shirt?
I do. I've got
y'all one, need,
I almost wore my black and white one, but I didn't.
Y'all need Jesus.
Yeah.
It's the truth. And she's fixing to get a stick. I don't know what's fitting to happen.
And you know, while you were talking, the Lord was telling me. Yeah, that's good.
Thank you.
Can you pick your foot up here?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, Lordy.
Can you reach it?
Okay. This ain't... Thank goodness I got a pedicure.
Our shoes ain't the same.
No. They're not.
Neither is our walk.
That's right.
Amen, sister.
Why are we so focused on the shoes? Instead of what's in the shoe.
Oh, girl, go on.
When are we going to quit comparing shoes and start waking up and helping each other walk again?
That's word right there.
It is time to link up and help your brothers
That's
and
right.
sisters
That's right.
walk.
That's right.
There's
That's
people right. that can't even walk anymore because they're so hurt and beat down by the devil.
That's right. That's
and
right.
And by shame and stuff that the devil's thrown at them.
Mm-hmm. And the world, the people of the world watching and putting us to a standard. Just because we're a Christian, we're held to a different standard by the world. The world says Christians aren't supposed to drink, they're not supposed to cuss, they're not supposed to fall down, they're not supposed to abuse any drug abuse, they're not supposed to have any of that. They're, you know, we're held to a standard up here. And I walk that walk just like you do, just like you said. And just because I'm a Christian, you can't put me up here.
We need Jesus just as much as they do. The unbelievers, right. The unsaved, you know.
The church is for the sick, man.
Yeah.
And it needs to get back to that.
What person goes to a doctor or go to the hospital? I feel great. I'm going to the doctor now.
That's right.
I feel wonderful.
That's right.
I'm going
That's right.
to the ER.
That's true. That is the truth.
Come on.
That's true. It's truth right there.
I had to come to a place with my background. Monica became very prideful. This is a pride stick.
Okay, it's a pride stick.
Okay.
Okay.
The pride stick has two ends.
Okay.
One end is, I'm too good for that. Mm. Look what I did. Look how good I did that.
Mm-hmm.
The other side of that pride stick is like shiny. It's like, oh, well, if I do that, if I go do this, what is my sister going to think?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What if it don't turn out as I wanted it to? If I go do that, they may not like it.
Mm-hmm.
They may think I'm ugly. They may think I'm stupid. They may think I'm crazy. If I go tell them that, they might think I'm crazy.
Didn't you get a text message like that about last week?
Monica had come to the point where she took it to the Lord. The enemy gets his pride stick and tries to beat us back into the circle of self-centeredness.
Mm-hmm.
I remember